From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues the fourth in a series of messages on a theme that is vitally important for Christians, especially in the depraved moral climate of our day, living clean in an unclean world. The text for the series is Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. In the first message, Dr. Cairns focused on verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. The emphasis there showed us that to live clean, our lives must be directed by God's word. The second message took as its text verse 10. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Its main theme was the importance of a vital prayer life. The third message focused on verse 11, Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee, which Dr. Cairns dealt with under the title, A Sure Remedy Against Satan's Devices. The text for this fourth message is verse 12, Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Entitled, The Sanctifying Power of a Worshipping and Teachable Spirit, this message presents three essential elements in living a clean life. The first is having a vision of the Lord's glory, which can only be obtained by spending time alone with God in the Word and prayer. Dr. Cairns will bring the next portion of this study shortly. First, please give attention to this devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the writings of C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, God Above Human Philosophy. The text is 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 19. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. This verse is a threatening so far as the worldly wise are concerned, but to the simple believer it is a promise. The professedly learned are forever trying to bring to nothing the faith of the humble believer, but they fail in their attempts. Their arguments break down, their theories fall under their own weight. Their deep-laid plots discover themselves before their purpose is accomplished. The old gospel is not extinct yet, nor will it be while the Lord liveth. If it could have been exterminated, it would have perished from off the earth long ago. We cannot destroy the wisdom of the wise, nor need we attempt it, for the work is in far better hands. The Lord Himself says, I will, and He never resolves in vain. Twice does he, in this verse, declare his purpose, and we may rest assured that he will not turn aside from it. What clean work the Lord makes of philosophy and modern thought when he puts his hand to it! He brings the fine appearance down to nothing. He utterly destroys the wood, hay, and stubble. It is written that so it shall be, and so shall it be. Lord, make short work of it. Amen and amen.
What more can he say than to you deny?
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're grateful for the encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very thankful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the LTBS Quarterly Magazine. The principal focus of the current issue is The Risen Christ. The articles include On the Road to Emmaus, By the Sea of Galilee, and At the Mount of Olives. Also, this issue contains a missionary focus on the nation of Poland, as well as a report on what the Lord is doing in Nepal. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, is it ever right to have an abortion? What is the unpardonable sin? And will those perish who have never heard of Jesus Christ? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
This morning I want to speak to you about the sanctifying power of a worshiping and teachable spirit. The sanctifying power of a worshiping and teachable spirit. When we look at verse 12, we'll discover that there are here three essential and powerful elements in sanctification. three essential elements in living a clean or holy life. Now let me start at the beginning. Blessed art thou, O Lord. The vision of the Lord's glory is essential to living a holy life. Blessed art thou. In other words, the psalmist was so impressed with the Lord's glory that he felt he must fall before Him. He must bend the knee. And in the etymology of the word that is translated blessed here, there is the inherent thought of bending the knee. As the psalmist thought of the glory of God, it so overwhelmed him that he felt that he must bend the knee, fall before the Lord, and confess His glorious greatness. Now let me just stop there for a minute, because immediately we come across something that is altogether too rare in the devotional lives of God's people. As the psalmist entered into the presence of God, he was genuinely meeting with his Maker. He was genuinely in touch with God. This was not just a matter of words. This was not just going through the motions. This was not just satisfying a guilty conscience. This was not just saying, well, this is religion and I've got to do it. No, this was a man getting alone with God, and as he got alone with God, he was overwhelmed as he thought of the greatness and the glory of the God whom he was worshiping. I fear that all too often there is little of that in our prayer lives. There's little of that in our pulpit lives. It is all too easy to have the words. It is all too easy to give trite expressions our voice. But it's a very different thing to have such a grasp of what the Bible is saying about the glory of God that it absolutely overcomes us and overwhelms us. That's what was happening to the psalmist. The Word of God emphasizes the blessedness of God. Romans 1:25, we read of the Lord's condemnation upon those who exalt the creature over the Creator, who is blessed forever. When Paul was describing the gospel to Timothy in 1 Timothy 1:11, he called it the glorious gospel of the blessed God that was committed to his trust. In 1 Timothy 6, verse 15, he goes on speaking of the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he says, which in his times he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. This is what thrilled the heart of the psalmist. And it should thrill our hearts as well. It must if we're going to know anything of the power of vital godliness. You see, there is something in us. We've got to admit it. Comes with being fallen sons of Adam. There's something in us that's inherently proud, arrogant, and selfish. That's true of us all, without exception. We may display it in various or different ways, but it is nonetheless true. You find it throughout Scripture, and you find it throughout your own experience. Now, pride, arrogance, and selfishness are wicked things in any situation. But especially when you come before God. We blame the Pharisee in the Savior's parable. You remember the Pharisee, and he stood thus before God and prayed with himself, God, I thank thee, I am not as other men are, I do this, I do that, I do the other thing. In other words, Lord, I'm pretty well satisfied with me. That's something that comes very natural. Even when we confess our sins, it's very easy to find an excuse for them. To find a way of talking our way around them. But the reality is, that can only flourish where there's not a sufficient vision of the greatness and the glory of God. We come before the Lord by what we need, and my, I trust we will be crying to God for it, is an overwhelming realization of His blessedness. All blessedness is His. You remember the words of Romans chapter 9, verse 5, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ and His genealogy according to the flesh and then His deity. The apostle is referring first to his human genealogy through the Jewish nation. He speaks of the Jews, whose are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came. And then he adds, who is over all, God blessed forever. All blessedness is in our God. He is possessed of all perfections. He is the source of all the true happiness in His creatures. He is therefore worthy of all praise, worship, and thanksgiving, because all glory belongs unto Him. Now it is the recognition of this that is absolutely essential to holy living. This is what made the psalmist bend the knee. This is what brought his heart to humility. This is what put an end to whatever else would be going on in his heart. Now we come to God's house today. We live day by day with a million things pressing in upon our hearts. You may be here this morning saddened by what's happening in life. You may be here this morning angry at what's happening in life. You may be here this morning bitter as gall at what's happening in life. What is all that telling you? It's telling you that you are so wrapped up in you, your feeling, your circumstance, your preference, your life, your this, that, or the other thing, that God and the vision of God is effectively shut out of your thinking. The psalmist felt all those things, I have no doubt. For he was just a man. There's no temptation that takes you or me, but such as is common to man. That means he could feel all that we feel. The only way to humble his proud heart, the only way to bring his selfish nature to its knees, the only way to make him bow before God in true humility and true holiness, was a vision of the glory of God. Oh, we pay lip service to the greatness of God. We perhaps know texts of Scripture that say that He is great and greatly to be praised. We sing the hymn, How Great Thou Art. Wonderful hymn, by the way. Magnificent hymn. But I wonder how much the greatness of God really overwhelms us. Now, I don't want to spend all day in this, but I do want to be very simple and very practical here. Saying God is great will not overwhelm your heart. Reading a text of Scripture is not going to overwhelm your heart. This confession comes out of time spent with God. Now here we really get to the place where the problem arises. We live in a fast food age, a fast information age, a fast car age, a fast airplane age. Everything's fast. Everything's fast and getting faster, it seems. And therefore, spirituality should be, there should be a spiritual McDonald's. That's how people look at church. You just roll up to the drive-thru. In fact, we have even got drive-thru churches now. We haven't got it here yet. But I have no doubt. Mentally, that's what it is. You just ride up to the drive-thru, and here Sunday morning, I just want to get a bit of fast food. Doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way. God says, my son, give me thy heart. He includes, give me thy time. If we're ever going to have anything of a vision of the glory of God, such as will overwhelm us and humble us and make us to bow the knee and will crowd out those emotions that are so destructive of our peace and our purity, we must take time alone with God. Every time you open a chapter of the Bible, the very first thing that must engage your attention, what does it teach me about my God? What does this portion say about my God? Forget about this modern craze of looking for some little devotional thought that's going to titillate you for a moment. Forget about most of these crazy little thoughts for the day and start getting down to the solid meat of God's Word. What does this book have to say to me about God? Now let me think about it. Let me ponder it. Where are the Christians who are taking the time to do this? They're few and far between. No, again, it's the spiritual McDonald's syndrome. We have got a little book of daily readings. It may run to 150 words if it's very long. And there'll be most of that taken up with a little sob story about something or other, somewhere or other. And a Bible verse thrown in. And then you'll have some pithy little saying, oh, it's so smart. I don't want to be over harsh in the people that write them, but I want to tell you most of it's not worth the paper it's written on. As far as doing your soul any good, as far as real growth and grace. Now somebody will tell me, oh, you don't know I was in a particular problem one day and I got this little thought that helped me. Well, God bless you. I know people that went to Hollywood cinema to watch a film and got saved there. It doesn't say the Hollywood film was the best thing to do. God can overrule what he wants. What I'm saying to you is, if you want to be overwhelmed by the greatness of God, then you are certainly going to have to spend time with him.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.